This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, February 25th, brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. The call from the ethanol industry to Washington after last week's National Ethanol Conference is to open opportunities for renewable liquid transportation fuels. Renewable Fuels Association President Jeff Cooper says the industry isn't asking for funds, but for laws and regulations that open the door to opportunities for the industry to grow.
Ethanol can do that, but we've got to have some help from Washington when it comes to removing barriers. And we're not asking really for anybody to mandate another 10 billion gallons of ethanol. We're just saying open some doors for us and let the market choose ethanol, whether it's E15, whether it's, you know, in new applications like sustainable aviation fuel, whether it's those mid-level blends like E20 or E30, there are things that EPA and this administration can do to sort of help get out of the way, get government out of the way, and let ethanol really take off. And, of course, that's going to help farmers more quickly than waiting around for.
Cooper says year-round sales of higher ethanol blends is an immediate way to help the consumer, the environment, the industry, and farmers.
Let's look at ways that we can boost demand and boost value, market-based value for these products without spending, you know, the taxpayers' money. E15 is a way to do that. And in the long run, it actually takes pressure off the federal budget because you've got farmers getting their income from the marketplace and not needing to rely on USDA programs to help remain solvent.
Iowa Senator Charles Grassley complimented the Trump EPA for its decision to begin selling higher ethanol blends in 8 Midwestern states at the end of April. Grassley said it will be hard for the Finance Committee to discuss tax reform until it gets budget guidance for the year.
Until we get a budget resolution and reconciliation, we can't do much. Now, I can tell you that there's been a lot of discussion going back to September on what we call 6 working groups with different aspects of the 2017 tax bill, where there's been a lot of discussion. But at this point, no decision except the overall decision that we can't let the biggest tax increase in the history of the country go into effect just because of the sunsetting.
Grassley says the House call for $230 billion in USDA cuts is nearly identical to the increased SNAP spending due to the COVID pandemic.
So the $230 billion is very close to the $240 billion that Vilsack unilaterally increase funding for SNAP, and it's been pretty consistent among Republicans that when you did something because of the pandemic and the pandemic's over, you go back to the level of expending before the pandemic.
Grassley said he understands the pandemic-related spending, but he also says the pandemic is over.
That if it hadn't been for the pandemic, that money wouldn't have been spent. And it ought to be easy to get back.
The Iowa Republican admits SNAP will be a factor in approving a new farm bill. President Trump said yesterday that tariffs will be imposed on Canada and Mexico beginning next week. Grassley says he's in a wait-and-see mode on tariffs.
And if the president's program works well without hurting the economy in the United States or increasing the cost of products to a great degree, then I'm going to say, amen, President, you did the right thing. And from that standpoint, if it's a bargaining tool and it gets tariffs down with specific countries or worldwide, then that gets you where I would like to be, through negotiations without tariffs. But if the president's wrong, I'm going to say, I told you so.
In Washington, House Speaker Mike Johnson receiving assistance from the White House before a tentative vote this evening on a budget resolution. The margin for the vote is said to be razor thin. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers. That's fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.